So Mark Pryor is the minor league pitching coordinator for the San Diego Padres. Tell us about that role. What's it mean for you?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's humbling. Yeah, I mean, you get put in charge of, a lot of people, a lot of pitchers in their careers, and trying to help them along their way and, hopefully reach their goal of getting to the major leagues here with the Padres, or if we can help them get to the major leagues with any ball club. That's our number one goal is to try to maximize their potential and their talent and get the best that they can out of themselves.
You excited about this opportunity?
I am. I was fortunate to play a lot of years at a lot of different levels and be exposed to a lot of different pitching coaches. And I think I'm the sum of all those pitching coaches. Try to take, something from everybody. I think that's important, not to kind of close off anybody. Because somebody always has something that could potentially add value to your career or just you as a person. So for me to be able to go and share that with the guys that we'll be working with, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't want to ask you to put, an 80-20 or a 70-30 on it or anything like that, but when you're working with these guys, they're trying to, make their way through their system, psychological and physical. It's obviously both. How much of each of those things?
Well, I think at the lower level, a lot of it's physical. Just being able to be consistent, repeat your delivery, be able to throw quality strikes. I think as you move up the ladder, people's physical abilities, start kind of, leveling out. There are still some of those guys who have some elite tools. But for the most part, what starts separating them is kind of their mental and emotional their makeup on the mound and how they handle situations and how they're able to adapt, maybe quicker than the other people so that they, because when you get here, I think we all see that, the talent is pretty good. Being able to handle situations and mentally stay in the moment is very challenging. So hopefully our job as myself and the rest of the coaching staff is to try to, help that learning curve and to kind of shorten that window so that they can, reach their potential sooner.
It doesn't sound like the easiest thing in the world to teach.
It's not, and I think we all are aware of kind of the, the challenges and the statistics to get guys to the big leagues. We all know that not everybody makes it. But you got to treat everybody like they have the ability to make it. Because I think, history has shown that, there's guys who throw 100 and there's guys who throw 82 that pitch very productive innings in the big leagues. So, like I said, it's about just trying to take every individual, try to, be really hyper, sensitive to their needs and try to get the best out of their abilities.
I imagine you're still getting your feet wet with this role, but where do you sort of see this next phase of your career going? I mean, is there an end goal you have in mind? Like, I want to be a pitching coach, I want to be a GM or anything like that, or are you just sort of taking it as it comes?
Right now, I think I'm taking it as it comes. I think last year when I started in the front office and having, very fortunate to kind of have access to a lot of different departments and meet a lot of great people who were willing to, share their knowledge and their information about how the game works, and then find myself a year later in this role. I didn't expect this. It wasn't something that, I could foresee last year at this time. So to say like this is what I want to do and what I my goal is to be, I don't really because I don't want to stay that narrowly focused on something right now. I kind of want to keep everything open, and if another opportunity in a different department opens up and that seems like an awesome challenge for me, then I want to be open to be able to take that on. But right now, my passion still for the game. Being close to it and being on the field and helping guys it really excites me. Like I said, hopefully I can be a small part of somebody's career that they can look back and say, yeah, he helped me out, just a little bit.
That's really nice. I mean, it's a great opportunity, obviously, and I imagine getting to do it in your hometown just sort of like adds to how cool this is right now.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, born and raised here, grew up here, played Little League, high school ball, not too far college. So, San Diego's, been my place, where I want to live and where I love being. So to be able to come work here for the Padres at a time like this, it's a very exciting time. There's been a lot of things happening over the last 6 to 8 months. And again, I'm just really humbled and grateful to be just a small part of it and hopefully, do my part to help this organization bring a championship.
You come to a lot of games growing up, Jack Murphy, Quan.
I did. We were just talking about the game against I think it was Randy Johnson, where the Transformer blew and the lights. So, yeah, I used to go to a lot of Qualcomm games. in high school, especially that 98 was my senior year. So that summer was a pretty awesome experience. You know, for a fan of baseball and being a Padre fan, it was a lot of fun.
Very cool. What would you, as you're starting to work with these minor league guys now and these younger pitchers, if there was one thing that you could tell minor league Mark Pryor, you know, about maybe the journey that he was about to go on and everything that he was about to experience, what would that be?
Just try to enjoy everything. You know, I think I got so focused on, you know, knowing that I was going to get to the big leagues and pitching and being really, you know, just so, like I said, so focused on what I wanted to do every fifth day that sometimes I didn't really take a chance to really take a step back. And it's a fine line. You don't want to get to the point where you're, you know, oh, I'm comfortable and take things for granted. You still want to push yourselves to get better. But just, you know, you're traveling a lot of places. You're seeing a lot of different things. Just, you know, every once in a while, just take a step back and really appreciate, you know, what the game can and the opportunities that it can provide for an individual or myself or anybody. So I think, you know, if I had a chance to go back to say, you know, try to enjoy everything and not get caught up too much in the details of, you know, and you kind of lose a little bit of the experience, I guess, so to speak.
Makes a lot of sense. Good advice to be able to pass on now. I want to ask you about one more question about one more guy. Moises Alou, added to this front office recently as well. Not going to ask you about Bartman, but and I was in Miami watching that.
We are down the left field line here. So,
yeah. No, you're right. If that game was a Petco, we'd be right near where it all happened. But, you know, you're a young guy on that Cubs team. What did he mean, you know, to you and to that clubhouse? Because he's going to be working with these minor league players and helping them develop as well.
Yeah, no, Moises, you know, he was great for me. I really enjoyed playing with him professionally and personally. But professionally, you know, the presence that he had already been playing for, you know, a decade plus, you know, comes from obviously a rich traditional baseball tradition family. And, you know, he was that veteran presence that you had that, you know, he demanded respect for the game. He wanted guys to be professional and how they went about their business. You know, knew when to kind of push you, you know, knew when to, like, you know, put you in your place, but also knew when, like, you know, you might need a little bit of comforting in some tough situations. And I used to love going out to left field every single day. He'd be out there in the first round of BP, and I'd walk up and, you know, I'd give him a water bottle, and we would just talk a little bit. And it was just kind of like, you know, away from a pitcher, a position player, you know, to just pick his brain, like, what do you see in pitching or what do you see in different pitchers? Maybe what do you see in me and how I'm attacking guys? And he was an open book. You know, he shared all the information that he had, took the time to, you know, really embrace me and kind of show me the ropes, you know, in a different way than, say, maybe, you know, guys like John Lieber and Kerry Wood and Jason Bray, who were tremendous examples for me as well. But just a little bit different from a position player's perspective. So, you know, so I can't be more excited than to be reunited with him in the same uniform. I think he's going to be an unbelievable asset to this organization. He's a great guy, and I'm really excited to get to see him again.
Well, congratulations again, and I really appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping by, and enjoy spring training.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.